Boom! Welcome to the official podcast. I'm Charlie, and Jackson's here, Andrew's here, and so is Kaya. We have a lot of important topics to talk about. So we're going to be transmitting this via video and audio frequencies. Let's get right into it. Take it away, Andrew.
Okay, so our first discussion is going to be a question that I was actually thinking about. What are some philosophical questions that you often ponder or, you know, usually don't talk about?
Jesus, getting right into it. Yeah.
Would I want to be immortal or not?
All right, besides that one.
Let's not get into that again.
I meant more personal philosophical questions, things that like weird you out to think about deeply.
I don't want to die. I'm going to miss a lot of stuff.
Jesus
this occupies
Christ.
A lot of my day, my day-to-day
really?
Life. On that note, you know how you guys know how sometimes you feel like you just missed a shot on something? Like you missed that little time window of opportunity, and then every day you just stare at yourself in the mirror and you're like, dude, you're a disappointment, man. You could have done this. And then, you know, I feel like a lot of us have those moments sometimes. And I think for our listeners, you know, if you're listening to this right now, that could be you. You know, I don't want to throw platitudes at you and all that, but today could be the first day of the rest of your life, you know, and you could make a change. You could either just keep sitting there, live your day-to-day life, the daily grind, or you could get up and change it and get our new Bort Burger shirt and live the rest of your life with a shirt that will instantly improve your life. It'll make everything better for you, your loved ones, everyone around you will have a better life. Even the delivery guy who's going to deliver the shirt to your doorstep, he's going to have a hoot. I'm telling
you. He'll be wearing one too.
And years from now, let me tell you, years from now, after you've lived a long and happy life, that shirt might be a little worn out, a little raggedy, you know? And when that time comes, you're not going to have friends and family with you. Don't kid yourself, they've never been there for you. And even if they were, they're probably dead by now. But we'll be there, your official hosts, and we'll have another Teespring campaign. So you can buy a brand
we'll have
new
another shirt by that point.
Yep. In fact, don't even wait until then. Buy a shirt now and buy a backup shirt. Vacuum seal it and put it in a bunker. Put it in your panic room in case
time
you just
capsule.
Need it. And it, yeah, pretty much. Write a note to yourself like, future me, you need this right now. Believe me, put it on. And instantly your life is going to go uphill once again. On that note, I mean, this is high class shit, folks. This Bort Burger shirt. Charlie, last week you didn't even tell Cryotic your joke, did you?
He was familiar with it.
Yeah, well, too bad he didn't get to hear it. Not even Cryotic was worth it. You want to be better than Cryotic, right? Well, you can buy a joke on a shirt. Be better than Cryotic. Get it.
Okay, thanks. So after that literal 3.5 minutes of advertising, would anyone like to answer the question?
Hey, it was a truthful answer. That is what I think about when I brush my teeth.
That was that
how
was,
many people are buying
really
our shirts?
Keeps them up at night.
I wake up in cold sweats like, oh shit, man, that kid I saw across the street, he doesn't have a shirt.
Good God.
You can use a Bort Burger shirt.
He needs to hear the joke. All right, well,
the joke.
I guess no one has an actual answer to the question.
This is a humanitarian mission to the third world where the four of us just go to Africa and Somalia and these countries sit by drought and we just tell our joke. Like douchebags.
I thought you were going to say hand them the shirt with food on it.
And then take away the food and make them wear the shirt.
Maybe.
You ever think that like African warlords have like a whole crate of Bort Burger shirts and just like they line them up, all the village people, and they step up one at a time in front of AK-47 armed guards. And he's like, your family deserves 3 shirts. And then like they give him 3 Bort Burger shirts.
Why does an African warlord sound like a British sir?
Because Africa was colonized by the British. Their accent is slightly British.
Yeah, I don't think the like warlords who actually kidnap and enslave children into drug habits and war sound like noblemen.
I say, good show.
I thought you were actually pitching a show idea.
Maybe a bit too
posh. Make a good
there.
Show.
Yeah.
Where's my tea then? As he sends out this starving child to fetch him a tea.
Oh, wait, don't get it yet. Put on this Bort Burger shirt.
Get me the blood diamonds. I would like to count them. Kill all of you. How about you, Charlie? What do you ponder besides Warlord African soap opera?
And monetizing.
Making that money.
Honestly, just a lot of times I wonder how certain things have an audience, as what kind of people would like that. You know what I mean? Like the true crime on Tumblr, where they take the mass murderers and they fantasize over them. True and also crime? The women. Yeah, it's called true crime. Yeah. And the people, like the women who write to prison inmates and eventually leave their husbands for the inmates and then usually end up beaten and sometimes killed as if they didn't see it coming. I don't get it. How
dumb
are
people?
Well,
there's an attraction to danger. That's the thing. But
can you imagine being that husband and you just got left for some prison inmate?
That she's never met? Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be the worst. Yeah.
That ought to sting a little. Jackson, well, what about you?
Yeah.
My philosophical question has always been, who would win, Batman or Superman? And luckily, Injustice 2 is now out, so I can really live that dream. And I've played a few matches last night, and I realized I am absolutely terrible at fighting games.
Fighting games have probably the highest learning curve, I think.
They do. Well, I don't know. I only bought Injustice 2 because people were telling me that, like, it's really easy to learn. It's like the easiest fighting game to learn, so I thought that'd be the best way to like break into the scene.
No,
get my MLG career off the ground.
If you want to get into it, I think it's Guilty Gear, the newest one, Zerd or whatever, has one of the greatest tutorials I've ever seen. It literally tells you, like, it's not one of those, oh, do this to do a Hadouken, push this to punch. It's literally like, okay, here's how you do mix-ups, here's how you do setups, here's how you combo shit. It like teaches you basics of fighting games. Setups.
Oh.
It's a fighting game term for like
Jackson,
setting up your opponent
to get
hit.
If you wanted an answer to that question, you could just watch the movie Superman versus Batman. And then
Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, whatever. Well, 6 hours and 57 minutes into the movie, it turns out that they have the same mom or some shit, and then they become friends. So
yeah.
there you go.
It's
cool answer,
fucking
right?
Stupid and it's terrible.
Yeah. What was her name? Marla? Mariah?
Martha.
Martha. Of course.
It's like fucking
Martha Vane.
So stupid.
Martha Vane. Yeah, it doesn't really
What a fucking
mesh.
Terrible, shitty ass goddamn shit.
Is that actually. Wait, that was in Batman vs. Superman movie?
Yeah. Did you not finish it?
Yeah, did you not watch it?
I watched it. I just don't. That movie was really bad. I don't quite remember that part.
Well,
blanked
the thing
it out
goes
like
that
Transformers.
Superman's adoptive mom was apparently called Martha, and then Vane, Batman's mom, is also Martha. So just as Batman is about to kill Superman, he cries like, "Tell Martha I love her." And Batman goes, "What the? How do you know my? Yeah, how do you know my mom's name? Wait a minute!
What a fucking piece of shit! Way to keep your secret identity a secret! Oh, Martha Wayne, that's my mom, mother of Bruce Wayne! What a fucking asshole!"
I guess you could excuse it by saying that he was about to kill the both of them anyway, so who cares, but... Yeah, no, wait, it was two different women, but Batman just felt bad for killing a man, or he was about to kill a man who has a mom who shares a name with his mom.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's dumber.
I think it was more like, it's ridiculous and stupid, but I think it's more like Batman saw that Superman was, like, human as well.
Yeah, but I don't know. Yeah. It's sort of a boring
conclusion. I think that's what they were trying to go for.
Oh, your mom likes vanilla ice cream too? I can't kill you now. You're practically my brother.
Because you're human.
Yeah.
Humans like ice cream.
Yeah, that was dumb. Charlie, did you ever watch XXX finally?
Ah, fuck, I forgot to finish it now. I'm going to just start it from the get-go again.
When did you get up to?
Tiana tapped out about 25 minutes in. She said it was one of the worst movies she's ever seen.
It is.
Yeah, you can. She's here if you want. Do you want to tell him?
No, it was just really bad.
There you have it. A 0 on the moist meter in her book. I'm going to finish it, though. I'm excited
totally
to finish
horrendous,
it.
But, yeah, let's wait till you finish it to find that out.
It was. But, so, I will say, I thought Xander Cage was still cool, just in an ironic kind of jokey fashion.
That was the stupidest thing.
I thought it was just so goofy. He's just like Max stealing down a fucking hill to like turn on a soccer game.
Yeah, Yeah, I guess. Charlie, that's the only scene in the movie that's even remotely okay, I guess.
It's not good by any stretch. I just thought it was goofy, like in a rocket power type of way, and enjoyable.
It was fun. I don't know. So, Charlie, talking about weird degenerates having female followers, what the fuck is up with Onision, and why does he still get money?
Oh, it's bizarre. God. I thought he fell off the radar, but I checked his channel out. He still gets tons of views.
Who?
Yeah, he does. He also gets tons of money. And he also plays poor, which really grinds my gears because God knows he isn't.
He has 5 channels of over 100,000 subscribers and 3 with over 1 million, and he made a Patreon to support himself. Some fucking bullshit.
And his wife has a pretty big channel.
He had this defensive post somewhere up where he basically goes, well, yes, I could work for money, or I could sell my car, or I could downgrade, but that's all... Oh, preposterous. You're all being such assholes. Just give me money, was basically the gist of his post.
Jackson and I were
the people gave him money.
Yeah. Likes it.
No, I don't know who does either. It has to be young girls, because like they go on to his forum so that way he can critique their bodies in a video and they like that. But Jackson...
Well, that's creepy.
Yes,
it is creepy. It's very creepy. Because they're usually like 13 to 15 years old, somewhere in that ballpark.
He's like 30, isn't he? He's like over 30 now.
He'd have to be. He's easily 40,
he's 31
but he looks
years
like
old.
A,
I just looked it up.
What is it, 31?
Okay. 31.
He is the roughest... He is by far...
No. His wife, like... Okay, he met her like online because she was a fan and she was like 17, I think, at the time. So as soon as she turned 18, like they met up. And like her parents hated him, and like I think they
got married
a couple like a year or so into it, and I don't know. There's just a lot of shit with all
He is really rough looking for 31. Like when he's not wearing makeup, which is a weird thing for me to say about a man like that. When he's not wearing makeup, he looks horrendous. He looks like a 40-year-old Ken doll that's being gradually melted. Like his skin on his face is like falling off of his fucking bones. His face is just so oily by default. It's like his wife just uses his face to wipe her ass with it.
Yeah, I know he has like a really acne face, I think, but I don't know.
It's not an acne face. It's like a Madame Tussauds doll.
I don't know. I mean, it does look like acne. It's just red and red. And it's like he got allergies to something constantly for his whole life. But
yeah, like
he's allergic to living.
Yeah, he's just allergic to the air.
Oh, woe is me. I only have 4 million or whatever subscribers. I only make, like, what, 7 figures a year? Please go to my Patreon. That's the part that kind of upsets me.
No, it upsets...
He looks like Shane Dawson.
What upsets me the most is his Patreon rewards. Jackson and I were talking about it. Some of his rewards are, like, a 10-minute phone call with him once every couple of months for, like, $500.
$500.
The worst thing on that, Charlie.
Yeah, he has so many awful ones, like $1,000, and you can hang out with him for a couple of minutes in a phone call.
Jesus, well, I guess I feel like a stooge now for having actually good rewards on our patreon.com/theofficialpodcast.
I've never really wanted to talk about the guy because he leeches on drama. It makes him stronger every time he's talked about. He's just the kind of person that no matter what you say about him, he's going to come out on top because that's the fan base he's built up. It's the mindless teeny boppers, spagooters that just don't really care too much. They just want to look at a guy who sometimes says a joke that makes them laugh and critiques their body and gives them advice and tells them they're pretty. So there's just no reason to like talk about him because he's going to come out on top because he takes the drama. He makes a response on 3 out of 5 of his channels. Sometimes he'll do all 5. So he makes so many views off each drama video because he posts it so many times. It's just such a waste of energy. Oh, voice crack. Such a waste of energy, and it's just so counterproductive to talk about that fucking...
He, his wife, his brother, his dog, they all need their own cars, okay? They need the money. Please, he cannot just downsize his mansion and his driveway and his 6 gardeners. He needs that money.
He needs all 3 houses.
Oh, he sure as shit does. He's a Bernie Sanders kind of poor.
He's a human rectal flap.
So speaking about pedophiles, here's a thing I like. And leading off, because don't get used to it, but I have a couple of things I like today. And the first of them is a gentleman called the Alaskan Avenger, who apparently went onto online registries, found out where child molesters lived, broke into their homes, and beat the shit out of them.
Oh my god.
So thank you. His name is Jason Vukovic. Apparently this man, he also robbed them, but just this is just great. Apparently he broke into the houses of three convicted child molesters, and he just beat the shit out of them. One apparently had his skull fractured or some shit. And this is the adorable part. Well, not adorable, but what he said is adorable, but his past is kind of bad because apparently Mr. Jason, he's been molested by his own uncle as a child, so he kind of knows firsthand what pieces of shit pedophiles are. But he says, "I literally gave my own existence no value or concern. I became a thief and a liar and went out to make many poor choices throughout my life." He said, "Children should be able to play in the streets and parks and go to church without the threat of pedophiles lingering around them." Now, I don't know if he was talking about people like Onision, but we can just, you know, guess. He also added, "My own heart may have been broken long ago, but with all my being, I support every child in pursuit of their dreams." Give him a medal, okay? He just, this poor man is in prison now, Jason Vukovic.
He reminds me of that dude who got arrested in the airport for trying to bring a katana on a plane because he wanted to go kill Osama bin Laden. Do you remember that?
Oh, that was the cutest thing. Yeah,
that guy was my fucking favorite. He was like 70 years old, and he was like, "The government's fucking this up. I'm going to go do it." And he like had some, I don't know how accurate it was or how important it was, but apparently he had done a bunch of research and was like, I guarantee you Osama bin Laden's within like 3 miles of this area. And he was trying to get on a flight with a fucking samurai sword to go kill him.
It was How did he get caught?
He got arrested by airport security because he was trying to bring the fucking blade onto the
plane. Oh, you have to check yeah, that shit in. Everyone knows
it. It was a carry-on. He made a mistake. Yeah. Should have flown southwest. Bags fly free.
Should have just ran to Afghanistan.
I just like vigilantes who have a good cause like this. That made me remember another pedophile getting beat up story from Texas. Maybe you guys might remember this because it made quite the rounds. A couple of years ago, a guy, he caught a pedophile in his barn molesting his child, and he beat the pedophile to death, and he got off scot-free. He wasn't charged with anything. That just made my day. That put a smile on my face. I like that. That's a good day. That's a damn good day. All right.
So, things that Kaya likes, talking about pedophiles.
Getting the shit beat out of him.
Well, yeah. You don't have to add all that flavor text, Kaya. We understood. Talking about pedophiles.
Among other things, I have a list here.
Kaya is just an agent of justice. He likes fairness.
He is.
Yeah.
Equality.
Order. Law and order. Well, not law and order, but the concept of law and order. Well, you know what I mean.
I don't know. But,
What is it? Where you get what you deserve? Not karma, but the other term for it? Like, just justice would summarize what justice. Kyle likes. Yeah. Just justice.
Yeah, it is justice, yeah. Just getting your comeuppance.
There you go.
I just like the added extra of one of them died and the other, not only did they get the shit beat out of them, but this Alaskan Avenger angel also robbed them. I really like that extra little bit. And not only am I going to kick your teeth in, but your laptop's also mine.
You're going to help me fucking fund my crusade.
Police found him. He had a little notebook with pedophile names in it. He was just going door to
door. Was it names of known pedophiles or names he think would be good for pedophiles?
No. He known pedophiles. He went online into the registries and tracked them down.
Ah, I gotcha.
This is great.
As long as he wasn't beating up like alleged pedophiles.
Convicted
being, like,
ones.
Convicted and shit. Yeah.
He only got to beat up three of them, unfortunately.
He'll be back.
Someone's gonna shine that Alaskan Avenger spotlight into the clouds.
Actually,
in Gotham,
maybe that's exactly where he wants to be. That's where most of the pedophiles are.
Well, yeah, but they're already being punished. He doesn't care about that. They're already serving their time.
Yeah. Also, that's not good enough. Well, in prison culture, pedophiles are like the lowest of the low, and they frequently get jumped and shanked and shit.
You guys know that piece of shit Josef Fritzl?
What?
No. Freitzel, I guess in English. Joseph Freitzel, he was the Austrian.
Joseph Fritzl. Yeah, he's my hero. He's like the gold standard from when I say you want to see someone who's fucked up.
Yeah. God,
guy's
Jesus.
A fucking so special case.
He, backstory for those who don't know, this asshole imprisoned his own daughter for 24 years in the basement and then just continuously raped her for 24 years and had many children of those incestuous rapes. And apparently now he's trying to change his name in prison, but I don't know. He's like 7 years old or something. I hope he dies.
He looks like a fucking,
he gets tortured.
He looks like a bulldog in a fright wig.
He looks like a fucking gargoyle.
Fucking disturbing looking man.
He looks like if the gargoyle culture had a boogeyman that the gargoyles would be afraid of. He looks like that. He looks awful.
We call him the Fritzel. He's the one who put this curse on us.
I'd never heard of this guy.
Yeah, it's just awful story.
Yeah, he is scary looking.
Fucked up asshole. Where was I going? Okay, let me balance this off because maybe you guys have some input on this because I cannot see anyone who's rational not hate this. So I'm introducing a balance corner. You can call things Kaya hates, but that sounds biased to me. CG and cartoons, knock it off. Please. I've been watching Attack on Titan now. The second season is a lot slower than the first. Spoiler alert, I guess nothing fucking happens, but I hate 3D in cartoons. It's so bad. It breaks immersion. It looks terrible in comparison to everything else. It tells me you're lazy. Stop it.
Can you give me an example of like a cartoon that I would know that's done that?
Beast Wars?
No. I haven't seen that one, but in Legend of Korra, for example, they had the robots which just looked... The problem is no matter what the cartoon it is, your usual animation is what, like how many frames are what, 10 to 15 frames of drawn animation? And then if you use 3D models that fluidly move in 60 frames per second, it looks so out of place. It looks goofy. It doesn't fit with the rest of the style. It's obviously 3D generated character. It just looks goofy as fuck. And it's been really ruining a lot of shit I've been watching. It breaks all immersion. Looks terrible. It's unacceptable. I know a lot of young people watch us, and a lot of them might be going to animation schools and the such. So knock it the fuck off. You're the next generation. Please stop. That's not acceptable. This is not an acceptable conversation. Hey, boss, we have this scene where we have to have 50 people riding a horse. Oh, that's easy. We'll just have a CG horse and we'll copy and paste it 50 times. No. No. Just downscale, rewrite it. Yeah, you do the work or you downscale, you rewrite it somehow. Don't do fucking CG. Thank you.
Take well, your bows.
With the floor.
Roses Excel on stage. Right? Yep. Speaking of stages, I saw Phantom of the Opera when I was in New York. Have any of you guys seen that?
That
sounds boring.
It wasn't bad.
I wish I could see a live like show opera.
Yeah, went to the Broadway thing. It was kind of cool. Like the scene and the sets and all that was cool. But the story is the most incomprehensible shit. Oh my God.
The Phantom of the Opera is my go-to for like musicals that have neat music, but everything is incredibly pretentious and dumb and just
and
bad,
shitty,
and just
yeah.
sloppy. Yeah.
Could you explain that and without like spoiling it? I mean,
the way that so Charlie, sorry, go ahead. I mean, I just used to do theater through high school and middle school and a little bit of college, so I kind of got engrossed in this world. So musicals are literally like the bottom of the barrel of theater because they need simplicity everywhere because it's based on fucking singing. How deep and emotional and actually like fluent can you be in your ideas if you have to sing a sentiment for 5 minutes? You know what I mean? It's like if you want to sing about, oh, today's a great day, it's like how much narrative can you actually say if you're singing about how nice of a day it is? Because songs don't really go many places in musicals. So the thing with Phantom of the Opera, though, is almost every song is like self-aggrandizing shit. And the plot itself is just needlessly wispy and flimsy and dumb and overly dramatic. Like everything is, oh, my God, I can't believe that fucking happened. Oh, wow. Oh. Oh, it's just a fluff piece. The entire Phantom of the Opera is nothing but like no sustenance. It's
the story. I just couldn't follow the story at all. Like, it didn't make any sense. Like, there's a man in the rafters who, like, terrorizes a play. Mm-hmm. And then a girl somehow had been trained by this man without knowing she's been trained by this man. And then he turns out he, like, murders two people. And then she falls in love with some other guy from her childhood who just says, "Hey, I'm from your childhood." And they fall in love. And then the man is deformed and he just looks like Sloth from the Goonies, but he can yep. sing well. So then the girl falls in love with him even after he's killed two people. And then he decides to write a play, and then they decide to play that play for him because they were afraid of him and they wanted to catch him. But when they had an opportunity to catch him and kill him, they let him finish his play and leave, and then they chased him, and he just left.
Now,
those
Charlie,
are the Geneva rules. You have to let people finish their plays.
Now, Charlie, I'm going to addendum to this because I've seen the fucking sequel to The Phantom of the Opera called, oh God, it's called like Love Never Cats. Dies or something. It's got a horrible title. Yeah, Love Never Dies, the sequel to Phantom of the Opera. So basically, like, what happens is the main girl is and the Phantom, they fuck real hard. And then the Phantom fucks off to go be a seclusive shithead again. And she gives birth to a kid. And the entire revolution of the play is the kid is not her husband's. It's the Phantom's. The Phantom, like, fucked her and it's her kid. But they draw it out for so long. And it's such a labored plot twist. And my favorite fucking thing that happens Wait, in the what? World that people defend this. So the Phantom of the Opera, it's his son, not the woman who the man that the woman is married to, the main character, the main woman. She has a husband.
How is
and
that
a
plot twist?
Exactly.
Yeah, you just said they just fuck like animals and then it turns out to be a son. How is that a plot twist?
Well, no, they don't tell you. That doesn't happen until you don't know that happened. I'm saying that's the plot. Yeah. So the thing that kills me, though, and I actually laughed, I couldn't help but laugh when it happened in the fucking theater where I saw it, is when they finally do the dramatic revelation where the girl's like, "Oh, this 10-year-old boy is yours because we," like, she doesn't explicitly say it, but she's like, "We had sex 10 years and 9 months ago, and look, this boy is 10. And the Phantom just drops everything, moves to the front of the stage, gets a spotlight on him, and in his best opera voice goes, "10 years ago, you and I together, 10 years ago." And it's like, that's his dramatic way of saying, "Holy shit, this kid could be mine." He just, oh my God, it's the fucking cheesiest, shittiest
thing.
I don't
get, and we can check it out. I just don't get why people hail this Phantom of the Opera as the golden standard of theater and like romance.
I hate it.
There was
people
nothing romantic. No, they do.
They don't. Critics do.
Oh, whatever.
People critics don't. Not the average person does. Critics do the same way they hail any goddamn thing that comes
out
of it.
That's true.
The only cool part of the sequel is when he takes his son to his literal bat cave, like his underground fucking lair with all this weird shit in it, and they start singing the song where he's like, "Dude, I'm a fucking freak. Let me show you all this weird shit. You don't need to be with those posh people up stuff." And it's like, it's an actually catchy song, and the theater choreography they had for it was cool. But the only part that I actually was like, "All right, that's pretty good," is at the end of the song, they're like singing and building up to like a climax, like a hard note, a crescendo. And during that note, he pulls his mask off and the whole fucking song just stops and the kid runs away screaming because of how ugly he is. And I thought that was actually pretty neat.
I could go on for so long about each and every scene in Phantom of the Opera that made no fucking sense at all. Like, but the whole overall premise of that, it's some romantic play, just mm-hmm. I don't understand. Like, I can see it being a cool play because the songs were dope, and the scenery, all of it, the sets, super duper cool.
Yeah.
But nothing about it beyond that was anything out of the ordinary. The story was just so bad. Yep. This man murders two people for literally no reason. And then she falls in love with him, and everyone likes the Phantom, even though he's killed two innocent people, and he even kidnapped the girl earlier and forced her to sing for him. It just, I don't get it. And then, I just don't want to keep going on. It's just
really
bad.
Have you never been in love, Charlie?
What'd you say, Jackson?
I said, have you never been in love? That's what love is. You fight for love.
Shut up, Jackson. The only Phantom of the Opera is the definition of flash and no substance. Like, the sets and choreography and feel looks neat. The songs occasionally are nice to listen to, but when you actually get into like the plot or the lyrics or what's going on, it just falls the fuck apart. It's horribly told, horribly paced, confusing.
I just
want to,
vent about it. Like one of the, there was a whole scene dedicated to figuring out who the Phantom was, and it didn't make any sense. Like the guy asked the girl what she knows about the Phantom, and she says, "Well, there was a traveling circus act 50 years ago. That had a deformed boy." And
is he like the Elephant Man?
He's, I don't know. The whole place.
He has
elephant,
like an eye almost bulging out and like burned. He looks like Freddy Krueger, but on just that part of his face.
Mm. Yeah. He kind of looks like that Joseph Fritzl guy.
No joke. Oh, God.
Yeah. It's so dumb. She just mentioned a circus and then said, yeah, it might be that guy. And that was like a whole long scene.
And then the play ends.
Circus
the curtain comes down.
Well, it's got to be that fucked up guy.
And then the very last scene, not to spoil this for any huge theater people out there excited to see this fucking train wreck of a story piece.
Oh, God.
Is he has the fucking gargoyle man has the other guy that she's in love with hung like around a noose. And then she kisses him, the ugly guy, the phantom guy, the horrible guy. Kisses him, and then the phantom guy pushes her down, grabs a candlestick, and then lets the other guy go free by burning the rope, and they just leave. I didn't understand the point.
Charlie,
so dumb.
You gotta take in the fact all of the hatred we're gonna get from theater fans. Trust me. People who like musicals just and shit like this, they just fucking will to the death claim that it's not shitty.
Yeah, but they
story
don't watch
is this. The story is objectively bad. Like, it's so poorly told. Maybe if there was, like, I guess in the pamphlet, if I wanted to read that fucking Bible, I could have done that and gotten a little bit more if it gave me, like, a synopsis or something. But with the way they told the story, nothing made sense. At one scene, she's in a graveyard talking about her dead dad, and then the Phantom rises from the grave with a staff that shoots Roman candles. I didn't understand what was going on with that. Hmm. It was just so dumb.
I think we're safe. I don't think we have like wine sniffing Broadway aficionados watching our podcast.
All right, Jackson, why don't you take control here? You've been awfully quiet.
What do you like, Jackson?
What do I like?
Who do you like? Who do you have a crush on?
I like you.
Who are you gonna call?
Oh,
don't cheat.
Ghostbusters. Have you guys seen Ghostbusters? I would never cheat. Have you seen Ghostbusters 2?
Nope.
No.
Oh, wait, 2? Yeah, I thought you meant the new one.
Yeah. No,
seen both Ghostbusters.
I meant the new one. The one with
that's
all
the third one.
Well, that's Ghostbusters 3,
it's the
technically.
Fourth, isn't it?
I don't think there's a 3, actually.
No, there's a, that's the, it's the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
I haven't seen
Ghostbusters 3.
Is it a sequel or a reboot?
It's a reboot.
Oh, is it a reboot? Because one of the guys shows up, doesn't he?
I haven't seen it.
It was literally one of those. He only showed up because they were like, "Oh, you'll like the movie if we do a cameo of this guy."
Yeah,
that was literally the only reason.
How is this coming up like 6 months after all the hate fat died down, Jackson? We needed this in like episode 2.
Well, someone said, "Who are you going to call?" That was my jumping in point. I was waiting for that for 6 months.
fair enough.
Alright, well, speaking of things that I like, I've been playing the new Hitman game, and I think it's really, really good.
It is really fun.
It's a lot of fun and there's a lot of different ways to do one level. I love it.
Well, then you're not going to like this piece of news, Andrew, because that company just got sold.
Well, yeah.
Well,
but
not sold even. They got put on the market, and apparently no one wants it.
Yeah, but they're retaining the rights to Hitman, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Eidos.
Still, and they're slated for releasing season 2 regardless, so even if, say, the company goes under, we'll still have another, like, however many levels. I think it's 6
did
per season.
Did they confirm that?
For the new game, yeah.
I quite liked how they did the episodic content.
Well, apparently no one else did.
Season 2 is, season 2 is guaranteed to be out. Oh.
Apparently the last one sold worse than one of the previous games.
Well, for those of you listening to the really podcast, if you like strong white bald men killing other mostly white
men, our shirt.
Please buy our shirt. And then when you're done buying our shirt, use the leftover tax refund from that
on our
to
Patreon.
Buy to go on our Patreon. And when you're done making a contribution to every tier, then go
feed yourself with Blue Apron.
And then when you've done every literal shilling opportunity possible for
us. A lot of time will have passed and you probably have a 5 o'clock
God
shadow.
God fucking
right?
damn it. But no, all I'm saying is I think the new Hitman is a lot of fun and I really like it.
It is. It's so much fun. Yeah. I love that game.
They
so buy an official mug.
It's so inventive. Have you played it, Charlie?
Yeah, I played the first part.
Are you fucking high on Novocaine? What the fuck? Yeah, the first part.
My mind was wandering really hard.
More like your mouth, but anyway.
Whatever, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, actually it is. Yeah, I don't know, I think it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I liked Blood Money a lot, and it's mostly Blood Money with a little tweaks, so I'm
little
happy about
pazoozies.
That.
Little
pizzazzles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, levels are so levels are so large and full of different ways to tackle objectives.
You can
so much.
Oh, there's like 50 fucking ways to kill one dude. It's insane.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
I came up with a. And then oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, if you keep talking about Twitman.
So let's talk about me.
Twitman. I was just going to say, they've even got, level remasters, essentially, where everything changes within the level.
But
you know what I mean? It's fully replayable.
Oh, yeah. So you get a level, and then you get so first of all, you get the level, and it's like, okay, kill this dude however you want. Then you get challenges, which is kill them specifically this way. Then you get escalations, which is, okay, do the level again, and now we've added, more security cameras, or you have to kill him this way, and then they add more and more in those. And then they have elusive targets, which is go in the level and kill someone completely different. So they do their own shit. They have their own patterns. None of the story shit that you can actually track and follow. There's the replayability is insane on this game.
You can spend 10 hours on the first tutorial mission, basically.
How do you guys feel about a game that has obviously a lot of effort and love put into it like that, being on the verge of getting canceled? Probably after the second season, and yet lying pieces of shit like whatever the guy's name was, No Man's Sky, get millions of dollars.
Well, you see, No Man's Sky had good marketing, whereas Hitman had no marketing.
Yep.
So marketing really.
Welcome to the new Prey. Oh wait, didn't know it was out exactly.
Oh, really, I totally forgot about that game. I'm gonna speedrun it. They can beat the entire game in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Lot well, of out of bounds.
Out of bounds.
Lot of out of bounds.
With Far Cry 4, you could
That's not speedrunning, Jackson. That's not real. We speedrunning athletes don't take that as a speedrun, Jackson. It's a cop out.
Right. Speed no, insult.
Well, actually, I bet if I went on speedrunning websites, most of the speedruns for Far Cry 4 would be that.
No, they would not. Actually, I don't think they would. It would be its own category, and no one would like it. Don't mean to offend anyone out there that does speedrun that category.
Probably getting caught on Twitch by their mothers.
Speaking of that, I came up with a really good name for my asshole, a nickname, but I forgot it.
Hmm.
What a great way to worthwhile use of our time.
You guys suck at things I like corners.
I just talked about Hitman. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I enjoyed Hitman. It was great.
I really liked it.
You really suck at things you like.
What do you like, Charlie? I don't like anything.
No, I like the first part of Hitman.
Just the first part,
Why didn't you finish it?
Charlie liked the part that he could play before he had to send it back for a refund.
2 hours.
And you know I'm not joking. You know I'm right.
I do that often.
We all do that.
Yeah, I did refund it.
Timer.
Fucking called it.
Fuck it. I'm not a big fan of those type of games, really. It was fun, though, for a little bit. And then it wasn't fun. And when it wasn't fun, I told it to go away. Which it did. And it gave me my
money
back.
Came back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the thing I like most, I'd say, this month has been streaming. And now we stream on Twitch. At the official
channel. This whole episode has been nothing but promotion.
We are shilling so fucking hard, really.
Yeah, well,
God
what
damn.
Can you do when no one's talking?
I mean, I don't know. About talk about streaming. Interesting shit.
Yeah, I can talk about stuff.
So, Jackson, on our stream,
topics.
On our stream, I think it was one of our four-man streams, Tim Allen came up. And I didn't remember at the time who the fuck Tim Allen was, and then I realized, it's the Toolhouse Guy or whatever the show is called.
Tim the Toolman Taylor, you uncultured fucking swine.
So I looked it up and he has a new show. Well, he had a new show called Last Man Standing, which got canceled because Tim Allen is a conservative, and in Hollywood, you can get disbarred from Hollywood for being a conservative or just stepping out of line. You get excommunicated, for lack of a better word. But I've been watching and it's a really good show. Tim Allen is a lot of fun to watch, and it's a really refreshing show. It's a lot of fun for me to watch. And it's one of those shows where it kind of ties into the Broadway thing where all of the critics hate it, but the user score is really high. And I'm guessing all of the critics hate it because it's Tim Allen is a, you know, he's not in a gay relationship with an adopted transgender son. And he actually plays a kind of Republican guy on the show. So the Rotten Tomatoes score for the show is like at 10% or 15% or something. And the user score is north of 85%. It's a really good show.
That just reminded me for Twitter verification for my third attempt. My reasoning for verification was just going to be leftist and see if it works.
It could.
I had that idea in the car.
Charlie,
I'm gonna do
that's incredible.
Do you have like any black friends you could use as like your icon? Like give him your Twitter for a day?
That's a myth. You don't need to put your fucking face in the icon.
No. I meant like just to show, hey, I'm a minority. What are you, racist? Verify me.
I hate all that type of shit where politics for some reason play a role into every single thing in the world in this day and age for no reason. It's so stupid. It's so fucking dumb.
Things are getting extremely politically divided now.
Everything is politically influenced for no reason whatsoever. Who gives a shit? Who fucking cares?
Everyone.
Oh my. For no reason.
The problem is you can't even be full apathetic on it because then you're automatically associated with the other side for what people
exactly.
want.
Exactly. No matter what you say or do, you're going to lose. The only way to win is to not talk about it.
Yeah. No, I don't know, Charlie. It kind of makes it sound like a Nazi.
Exactly. That's Nazi talk, man. You can't just say that you don't care. That obviously makes you a insert fascist or social justice warrior here. Is there a way to be both? I want to be like a social justice Nazi.
They are fascists, so yeah. But,
should we cut that or not? I'm actually not sure.
No, there's nothing to cut.
Okay.
Hang on. I'm thinking if I should balance this out again with something I hate.
Jackson's been awfully quiet.
Do you
like politics, Jackson?
Okay, what's something that you really fucking hate for no discernible reason? Not a pet peeve, but something that just really bothers you when it happens.
Accidents.
For example,
car accidents. You don't need to give me an example, Andrew. I understand your fucking question. Don't treat me like I'm a child, Andrew. I know what you were asking.
I mean, I didn't.
Like little accidents, like for instance, when you knock over a cup of water, it's not a huge inconvenience. Takes a second, but I just get what's a good word? I want to really illustrate this. I get very upset, I get sad and mad and angry.
That was a great illustration.
Could honestly be part of your OCD.
No, it's
wait,
not.
But that has a reason. That's a clear reason why you get upset at it.
It's not just
to that degree is what I'm saying.
No, like I get furious for like all 30 seconds and it ruins my mood for like 30 seconds. No. And I go to like a primal state where I just want to beat things up. It's not just like spilling a cup of water, but you know, just something trivial. Like, I'll drop a small piece of food and the inconvenience of having to pick it up again makes me irrationally angry.
Mm-hmm. And then after 30 seconds, you're just completely normal.
Yeah, and
he lies down on
the
ground.
I've seen you do that. It's fucking adorable.
I get so upset. I'm like the child that just you know the Play-Doh fell down after the creation. I just get
you throw your temper tantrum and then you grow up.
That's been pissing me off. That isn't really a big deal. And I'm sure this is happening to everyone. Mm-hmm. Is I select something, I copy it, and I try to paste it, and somehow it didn't copy. It pisses me so much fucking off.
And then you have to go back to the other thing.
I have to go back to the other thing, but now I've been trained almost Pavlovian to hit the copy shortcut like 5 times to really make sure it fucking copied this time. And then sometimes it still hasn't. It just makes me angry. A little bit.
It seems like some things can't be copied on the internet.
No, they can be. It just doesn't work.
Like our unique brand of humor.
Oh, well, that's upsetting. I went to do the verification again, and it said it's already been reviewed and denied.
What the fuck? How does cool. that even happen to you?
That's the second time in a row, but for some reason, they draw the line at two denials.
Where is Twitter headquarters? Let's just fucking go there.
Oh, wait, they're not even going to review it anymore.
No, they don't give me a chance. Oh, they've cut me off. God, I should have done the lefty thing. Damn it.
Yeah, you should have. Should have just said, hey, everyone is Hitler. Punch everyone.
Everyone except Hitler is Hitler.
We could start a hashtag campaign for you, Charlie. Hashtag
Charlie doesn't even need Charlie. A hashtag. He just needs to do one fucking tweet and half the internet will see it.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
It's not true. I talk about all of my denials on Twitter. It's fun. It's a good
awesome take a screen.
Time.
Take a screenshot this time. Pictures usually get more attention.
My thing that I hate, I hate waiting for things.
Oh yeah.
And I've been impatience. Waiting for these parts. I bought computer parts to build a new build. Uh-huh. I know you guys know this, but the audience doesn't. To build a computer build for, I ordered it like 2 weeks ago, and they still haven't arrived yet. And I'm going out of my mind, especially when you pay like that much money for something, and especially when it's like something you're not big like this.
I mean, you're obviously going to get it, but you're not sure, like, did someone just run off with my money?
Well, no, it's like, am I going to get it? I don't know. I've been losing sleep over it. It's super weird. It's getting worse every night. Having fits over it.
Oh, I just remembered something. I have to get this in, sorry. Just because I love Avatar so much. Tim Allen's boss in Last Man Standing, the voice, if you watch it, you'll immediately recognize it. His name is Hector Elizondo. He plays Wan Shi Tong, I think, the owl god or owl spirit in the library episode of Avatar Last Airbender, and also makes a cameo in Legend of Korra. And maybe a dated reference for our viewership, but he also plays Adrian Monk's shrink, Dr. Bell, in Monk. Also a good show.
There's people holding Pirates of the Caribbean, the new one, hostage. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, I heard
that's pretty funny.
No, I didn't know that. What happened?
If ever there were a movie to pirate, it'd be that one.
What happened?
Some people got a hold of the full Disney movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, new one, and they're threatening to release it on the internet if a ransom is not paid.
What's the
in
ransom?
In increments. They said that they'd release like it in 10-minute chunks.
Is it 300 bitcoins?
Actually, I
how
really,
much is that? That's a lot.
I hope they they don't pay the ransom. I'd love if they just release like 10-minute teasers each week. Oh, it comes out next
weekend?
I
mean, why not just beat them to it? It comes out next week, and what is the point then?
There is no point.
No.
Yeah.
It just attracted the attention of, like, the largest fucking lawyer team in the world. Just for, like, 1 week's heads up. It's ridiculous.
So, one thing to go back on to the main topic, one thing that I just fucking lose my shit over is when the volume on something is really high and you don't realize it or didn't mean to set it that high and you put like headphones on and like you turn it on and it just bombards you with loud shit and you have to throw them off. So a lot of people are just like, oh fuck, that surprised me, or oh, that's loud. I get like fucking goosebumps and I need like a full 3 minutes to just decompress when that shit happens to me. It freaks me the fuck out so badly. I feel like I'm getting attacked.
Yeah, I hate that too. Anytime Windows switches up the volume if you disconnect your headphones or anything.
And even if I think about it, I get like fucking goosebumps and I get like nervous. I was watching gameplay of the new Wolfenstein game and there's a fucking cutscene where some dudes are getting tortured. And I was just like watching it, and then all of a sudden my speakers popped for no reason, and it was so abrupt and loud that the scene like traumatized me, and I felt fucking physically ill for some reason.
My headphones would be the worst for that then, because my old headphones used to, like, if there was no audio input going to the headphones, they'd kind of cut off and go straight to like super loud static. Oh. They'd be sitting there with them on.
What kind of shitty feature is that?
And then like 30 seconds into not having any audio source, it would just like explode in your ears with static.
Why?
You'd think they'd shut off. What the fuck?
Yeah, what sort of feature is that? Oh, weird. You're not listening to anything. Here's deafening white noise.
Remember, you need constant sound in these headphones.
I don't know. It's like, it's like home theater headphones, so I think they're expected to have constant
storm.
constant white noise.
That was super scary.
All right, new topic. Are there any sports or extreme sports that I know we make a shitload of jokes, but do you guys actually have any interest in, like, any kind of recreational shit? Because for me, I do rock climbing fairly often. I love it. I think it's awesome.
Oh, yeah, I wish if I had the opportunity.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Rock climbing, just skydiving or whatever, it's all... Yeah, I would not have remote... I could not do anything that that requires a higher level of coordination, like skateboarding, all that shit. Never. But I could jump out of a plane and then just fall. That seems within my reach of skills, just falling.
I don't think I'd ever be able to skydive. It's too scary.
Same.
I'm terrified of heights. Oh, you'd be scared of the plane right up there as well.
Yeah.
I'd be more afraid of that than jumping out of it.
You'd want to jump out of it.
It would be the safest plane ride possible. You already have, like, a parachute.
That's true.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
Even if your plane somehow gets hit by lightning in clear daylight, you could still survive.
Yeah, I'd have the equipment.
What are you going to hail?
I like being really, really vindicated in the last couple of weeks about pseudoscientific hucksters like Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well, you know, that was another thing that I should have brought this up. You just reminded me. So you said last episode that Dolph Lundgren has a bunch of PhDs and is more qualified than Bill Nye and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know the band The Offspring?
Yeah.
Their fucking lead singer has like 5 PhDs or some shit. Dexter Holland.
PhDs in what, though?
Let's see. I'm
English and writing. Arts
molecular biology.
Same thing.
Yeah, okay, that's better than fucking whatever.
You know, social legitimate science.
Yeah.
Impressive.
What about his other four? Dance lessons for hip-hop groups?
He only has one PhD, but he has doctorate. He has degrees in biology and molecular biology and a PhD in molecular biology.
That's cool.
I like how Charlie's trying to belittle this rock star.
He's just trying to tear him down.
Take that. Come on your
tear
show.
Tear down douchebags
yourself.
Like Bill Nye.
What happened with Neil, though?
Neil's a douchebag in general, but him aside, I'm just really happy these fucking goddamn paragons of science are now being more and more seen as the con men they are. I wish I was there. I mean, you go on Reddit now, and Reddit is one of those leftist cesspools on the internet where it's just a circle jerk, and even going on there and reading how even they hate Bill Nye now for his new show, which is just so goddamn awful. It brings a smile on my face. I wish I was there. I wish I was watching these fans while they watch Bill Nye's new show so I could just point at them and laugh and maybe sing a remixed version of that god-awful, filthy, degenerate garbage My Sex Junk 000 song. But my lyrics would just be, I fucking told you so,
Does the audience like this shit? Do they clap and so
hell
on?
No. No. Well, yeah, the audience, and they're the fucking seals, the trained seals, but the show is nothing but him just being a fucking bully, basically. But it feels so good to have people finally wake up to this douchebag and his goddamn scam. And I would just love to sit there and watch these people with their bleak, disillusioned faces and just stare at them while they look at their fallen idol. A goddamn con man who they thought was the champion of science, but who turned out to be nothing but a rapist of their childhood memories. But hey, upside. At least you don't have to keep those memories for long, because Bill Nye might just go and retroactively delete your childhood memories like he did with that scene in his actual childhood show, where he went back and deleted a fucking 20-year-old scene because, you know, you can't let biological facts get in the way of your cult's doctrine. Fucking douchebag Bill Nye.
This is opening a huge can of worms.
I hate them so much. I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
I'm just so happy this dick is falling from grace. Fuck him.
All right, well.
That was the thing
Kaya,
I like.
That's Kaya's I Hate Corner.
No,
I see so much hate on that new show. What's it called? The
Bill Nye Saves the World. He doesn't.
Yeah, I've seen...
He don't.
More like Bill Nye sucks a dick.
The clips I saw were like they were talking about doing butt stuff and giving people hand jobs and shit like that.
Excuse me, what?
Who is this show targeted to then?
Me.
I thought it was like a kid show.
Dear Bill Nye, please make this show so I can get Twitter verified.
what were you saying, Kyle?
I said in an interview, apparently said that the show was aimed at people age 12 and up. And so, yes, he has songs about how you should do butt stuff and fuck everything and everyone and be a hedonist piece of shit.
An ice cream orgy.
Well, I mean, I'm okay with that.
I usually wrote those songs myself when I was that age.
They just read Charlie's Diary and went, "This is fucking brilliant!
We need it.
Put it up on the big screen.
You, shake your asses more. You, over there, the white blood cell. Get them titties out."
Where are you going, Jackson?
I'm going down the coast, Charlie, if you must know.
Why? What's on the coast, besides death?
I've got errands to run. Well, that's where, like, all the shopping centers and places are. I've got an appointment. All right, how about this? Did you know that Playboy model? What's it? Danny Mathers, I think?
Yeah, going to jail.
I thought she was just Snapchatting a photo of naked people at gyms.
Oh, she was doing that? That's fucked up. If that's what she did, that's absolutely fucked up.
She took a naked picture of some 70-year-old woman with saggy tits and insulted her.
That's genuinely not okay. So did you.
That's mean.
Go to prison.
That is mean.
I don't like that. She should go to jail.
Do people get naked at gyms?
When you take a shower, yeah.
Who takes a shower at the gym?
Older people who don't want to drive home and do it.
All right, Jackson.
Thank you for watching this episode of the official podcast. We hope you
thank
enjoyed
you to
it.
Everyone, except people who didn't buy the shirt.
A big shout out and love and hug and kiss to anyone who even considered watching.
Yes, thank you. There'll be links in the description to all the other places that we host the podcast on, like Spotify. I get a lot of like messages asking if we're on Spotify. We are on Spotify. The link's in the description, along with every other place. So you can find that down there. We'll see you next week. Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.